It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, Jackson Public Schools, Al Rowe Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Columbia School District, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Catholic Schools, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, OmniSource, the Craft Agency, and Jamie Grace Meridian Wealth Management.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
All right. Hey, Steve Boyle here live at Western High School tonight, and we are in the gymnasium here, and I got to tell you, the sound system is, it's rocking in here in the gym for our opening coverage of high school basketball. Joining me tonight, Paul Varner, breaking it in here on his first night high school basketball. Paul, let's get the resume. Run down, where's your basketball experience come from?
Well, high school basketball has been a big part of my life for about the last 30 years, probably. Last 16 years, I coached varsity basketball at Vander Cook Lake. Had 2 years where I coached at Hudson High School. Before that, I coached in Grand Rapids at the JV level for a few years. And I played at Loma Christi way, way back in the 1980s.
So a ton of experience under your belt, especially the coaching level, which I love to have here on the broadcast. So I can go to you and, you know, kind of ask you about what you think you'd do in some of these situations that we might come into. And hopefully, we've got some post-game situations tonight. Western Panthers hosting the Columbia Central Golden Eagles tonight. This is a Panthers team that was 18-6 last year and lost in a regional final to Hazlett 64-52. Just a really deep run. We got to follow them along in the postseason quite a bit and see that they were a talented team that just came up a little bit short against a team that probably shot better than them in the final night, but they had a really nice year last year. They do lose some leadership. Sawyer Watterson, a guy who had played a lot of games with them. Tyler Oxley, another big presence for him. And the guy they're really going to miss this year is Nate Burke, who was really, they ran everything through him. The defense seemed to go through him. The offense ran through him. They're going to miss him.
Right. Player of the year last year, I believe, in the area. And, you know, what, a team like Western, once they get the taste of that success that they had last year, making that deep run in the tournament, and that just becomes contagious, and it makes you work a little bit harder in the summer, get in the weight room, get in the gym, get more shots up, and, you know, they want to get back there.
Oh, no question about that, and they've got some guys who can help them do it. A guy who played some important minutes for them last year and Trey Cottingham. I look to him right away to be the guy who you can get points out of. Can shoot from essentially anywhere in their half of the court, so you always have to guard him, not just after the three-point line, but even a few steps beyond it. You get somebody like Landon French and Caleb Griffith, who to me are kind of similar players in that they've got some length, athleticism, and they can play, again, out to the three-point from three-point line in anywhere in between.
Right, and with Western, you know, a staple of their program is going to be their pressure defense. I know talking to Coach Molnix, his plan is to pressure all over the court pretty much the entire game, and they're hoping to create a lot of turnovers and get those turnovers to lead to easy baskets.
And they often do. They're very good at that pressure. And again, you got guys who, Trey Cottingham as a junior, has been running that for a couple years now already. And these guys, they've still got some young guys on this team who are going to be around for this season and another season after that. So it's nice to get experience, get used to running that trapping pressure defense. And I think Western's in line to not really see any drop-off after losing those guys from last year. Maybe, like you said, chasing a chance to get back to that regional.
Absolutely. I think it's just a reload situation. No rebuilding going on here.
That's the way to look at it. Columbia Central, meanwhile, an up-and-down season, 11-10, I had their final for last year. They lost to Adrian Madison 71-60 in a district final. So that's another team that had a little success, a little taste of that in the postseason. They bring back some guys from a year ago. They'll lose Chase Tompkins and Cole Partridge, another guy who was like a leader on the floor. Could count on him for some shooting, scoring, and just a really tremendous athlete. But they come back with Caleb Shea, who's got some length that is just a weapon on the floor. And he's a nice athletic kid. And Samuel likes him, the guy who'll be back around. Aiden Adams going to be back for another year, and Ethan Emerson, a junior. They're really going with a young lineup when you look at them. they've got Shea and Adams as the seniors, and then you got a couple of sophomores that are going to be playing big minutes and in the starting lineup tonight for Columbia.
Right. Ethan Stewart, he's the coach's son, so you know how coach's kids are. You know, they know how to play usually. Yeah, the other thing, too, that I want to mention about Columbia Central, according to Coach Stewart, is, you know, his leaders, those three seniors that he's got coming back, you know, he calls them great kids and great leaders. And, again, that's another thing that just trickles down into those younger kids, and it gets them, they learn how to prepare, they learn how to get ready for games and how to play the right way.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And I think one thing that I've seen in the couple of times that I've seen Columbia Central, they just have toughness. They like to play a little bit physical, and they have toughness. They'll take bumps and get the hard buckets, you know, finishing and opportunities for those three-point plays. I think that's kind of a hard edge. And I remember when Troy Stewart was playing back in high school at Michigan Center, so I know what kind of a player he could be, too. It's going to be fun to watch tonight. We're looking forward to getting our high school hoop season started here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com. We'll take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and set up the starting lineup to get everything ready for the broadcast tonight. It's Columbia Central at Western tonight on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Paul Varner here live at Columbia Central, Western High School, Columbia Central, in the building tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the teams tonight, Paul. For the visiting Columbia Central Golden Eagles, we've got senior Aiden Adams along with senior Caleb Shea. And then we go to the younger Ethan Emerson, the junior, and again, two sophomores, Cameron Adams and Ethan Stewart, in the starting lineup tonight for Columbia Central. Meanwhile, for Western, the Panthers will come out with seniors Brett Casto and Zach Nichols, and then a trio of really talented juniors, Trey Cottingham, Landon French, and Caleb Griffin.
Yep, a lot of experience coming back, really, on both teams.
Yeah. And it's kind of odd how you look at Western and you go, well, they got three juniors in their starting lineup. Those guys have already got big minutes and long minutes, a lot of minutes last season with this Western Panthers team on their deep run.
Absolutely, and you know, it should be a good matchup here. Maybe a little bit of inside with Shea and the size of Columbia Central going against the speed and maybe the outside shooting of Western.
Yeah, I think you're going to see early on if Columbia Central handles that pressure with, you know, they know what to do against it. They've got it all drawn up. They might even get some early easy buckets out of that pressure. But again, you got to stick with that the whole time, and that's where the pressure really gets to guys, is that they can't quite break it all day long. At some point you have lapses, and then that's when Western snaps. They get fast break buckets out of it, and their hope is that they get a lot more than you.
Right, maybe go on a run and wear them down. Maybe even wear them down towards the fourth quarter.
And you know that they're going to go deep into the bench, Western. You'll see guys like Mikhail Doss has got some minutes. Morgan Baum will be out there playing some minutes tonight. And, you know, they do go deep in that bench generally.
You know, in Columbia Central, again, according to Coach Stewart, he said as well, he feels like they can go 8 deep, maybe even 9 or 10. Now, a lot of these kids are, you know, they're in a new role this year. They are coming off a successful JV season last year where they won 14 games, some of these young kids. But, again, how's that translate onto the varsity scene?
Sure. It feels like a whole new world. Everything's a little bit faster. Everything's a little bit more polished. But I look forward to seeing what we're going to get out of here. Like you said, I think this looks like it has on paper anyway. The feeling is a really nice matchup tonight. Early in the season, you're shaking off a little bit. You don't expect anybody to come out shooting real hot right away. Maybe you'll see some mistakes, some early turnovers, and some things like that. Some of those mental errors that you just don't have ingrained yet.
Right.
Early in the year.
And if nothing else, this is going to be a real good measuring stick for both teams. These are two really good teams. Columbia Central, they'll find out where they're at here tonight going against one of the top teams in the area. And again, you know, I don't think Columbia's going to lay down here tonight either. I think they're going to give Western everything they want.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great first week for us here at WKHM. We got this one tonight here with Western and Columbia Central. Wednesday, tomorrow night, we'll be at Michigan Center where Concord will be visiting the Cardinals. And then we're back here at Western on Friday night for one of the one of the best rivalries in the area, Northwestern Western. I know from having my wife graduated from Northwestern. We'll come back and they'll announce the starting lineups on the floor, and we'll do this basketball game on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pete Boyle, Paul Varner live at Western High School. We've got the Western Panthers hosting the Columbia Central Golden Eagles tonight. And they cut the lights out here, but they don't have the spotlights tonight. They like to bring the lights down and do that kind of Chicago Bulls-style introduction. Normally they got a couple spotlights, but it wasn't quite hitting us down here.
Yeah, it's hard to tell who was who out there.
Indeed. We are moments away from tip-off here. Final instructions from the head coaches. And they'll send their guys out onto the floor.
Western won the JV game tonight, Steve, 53-32.
Stewart with a cut through the lane. Pass is a little too hot to handle. Goes off his legs and out of bounds. Turnover here by Columbia Central. 2-0 still, and Panthers get the basketball back. Purple shoes out of four of the five players on the floor for Western. Kind of a lavender purple.
Looks like the Lakers.
Deep three here by Castle. Comes off back rim, rebounded by Caleb Shea. And Columbia on the attack up the right sideline to Ethan Emerson into the corner for Adams. Stolen and fast break here. Cottingham one-on-one goes up in the air against Stewart. Stewart's going to get called for the bump. And Cottingham will get a couple free throws. Stewart did not like that call.
Well, Steve, we've played a little over a minute and 15 seconds, and Columbia has two turnovers already, leading to fast break opportunities for Western.
Cottingham sets up at the line and hits that free throw. Off the bench quickly for Western into the game. Oh, Zach Nichols. He was there all along. I just hadn't called his name yet. This is a free throw from Cottingham, and that one's off the heel. 3-0 Western, but the rebound taps all the way out to Cottingham. Cutting Nichols back into the corner. Cottingham's got it. He's met out there. Slips it down the baseline into a double team. Cross court to Castro into the corner. French open for three. Miss it. And a little tie up under the basket. And we're going to get a whistle. I think it's going to go against Columbia here.
Only 5-12. Ethan Emerson
with the foul. His first, team second.
Brett Castro at the left wing. Into Cottingham in the corner for a three. Short. Rebounded Columbia up the right sideline. Shea's got it. He'll hold out. Pass it to one of the guards. Stewart's got it left wing. Dribble drive. Now passes off to a cutter on the baseline. Double teamed. Nearly knocked away. Gets it out to Stewart, who's being hounded by Castro out there. And Castle's going to grab him around the waist, and that'll be a first foul against Western.
Hounded or held. Again, you can see the pressure that Western puts on. Anytime they get a chance, they'll double team and then rotate and look to steal that next pass.
Yeah, the pressure doesn't stop just because they broke the full court pressure. They keep it going in the half court. Steal there by Griffith. Near knock away, and we get an over and back violation.
Tough call.
It was a tough one, close one. Griffith had his foot in the backcourt, I think, when he initially touched it, but it was so bang-bang, his foot might have been actually coming up. The officials got to react quickly. I don't know that it's an awful call. Columbia gets it back. Still trailing 3-0, 5:57 to go first quarter. Fast-paced action here at Western High School. Down low to Caleb Shea. His first chance down in the paint. Goes a little hard off the glass in the battle for the rebound. Won by Nichols and Western up the left sideline. Griffiths dribbling. Stops at the wing. Down to Cottingham. Knocked away and stolen by Columbia Central. Stewart's got it left side. It's fouled around to the top by Castro. To the elbow for Shea down to the baseline. And struggles to get a shot up. Sam Light does put it up on the baseline there. And he'll get fouled. They're going to call it on the
Lohr.
Landon French, first foul, team second. I think Coach Stewart thought maybe that should have been a shooting foul.
Shea takes the inbound. Well defended. Might have got a little bump, but no call, and they lose it out of bounds, and Western will get possession here with 5:21 to go. Panther basketball. Cottingham looking up the floor quickly to Landon French. Back out to Cottingham. Thought about the triple. Now goes off the dribble. Down baseline floater. In and out. Halfway down before it rattles out. And the rebound chased out to the end line. And that'll go last touch. Western.
A little sloppy here early on, but kind of expected. First game of the year.
No doubt. Stewart with the ball. And again, that full court pressure. Trying to trap right here around half court. Give it to the middle guy, Like, and now up the left side. Like at the high post, cut by Stewart, loses it on his way up. Just a turnover.
Good maybe. Idea. Close play, almost had a layup, just knocked it off his leg and out of bounds.
Yeah, real good look, and with 3-0 to score, Western with the basketball back. Cottingham on the dribble. Cross court to French. He's going to drive from the wing, off the glass and in. Just elevated on the run and got that to go glass. 5-0 now, Panthers. French kind of running the point on that trap. They get it to Like at midcourt. He gets it to Stewart on the right wing. Cutting through is Adams. And Adams pressure, knocked away. Nichols up the floor, Castle ahead of everyone. And the finger roll is good. 7-0 now, Western, and that's going to draw a timeout from the Columbia Central bench. 7-0. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we're back. 7-0 the score on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner. 7-0 lead for the Panthers out of the timeout. Columbia inbounds into the corner. They go to trap, gets it away to Adams. Tries to dribble around the defender on the sideline. Goes out of bounds, and that goes off Adams' hands. Good defensive position.
That sideline provided another defender for the Western Panthers there. I think he wanted to go middle, chose not to, and then lost it up the sideline.
In the game now for the Panthers, Logan Baum, junior guard. Cottingham in the right wing, down to Griffith on the baseline. He'll drive, gets up in the air, blocked by Shea, grabs the rebound and hands it off to Stewart. Methodically working his way up the court here, gets a screen from Shea at the top of the key. They go to Shea, high post now, puts it on the deck and tries to pass down to Like on the baseline, and he'll lose it out of bounds. Maybe a spot where Shea's looking at a jump hook there. He's got the length advantage over anybody who guards him tonight.
Yeah, he looks like he's got some good springs off the floor as well. He's just got to get it and be able to get up without some other hands grabbing at the ball.
French on the right wing, dribbles into the lane, back out to Cottingham. He'll drive from there. Now drops it off for French on the baseline. Everybody resets. Excuse me, that was Nichols on the drive. And now we're going to get a 3-second call against the Panthers. Another substitution into the game for Western is Gavin Price, 6'3". Junior, and he'll match up against Shea down on the other end. Stewart taking it as the pressure set up. About three-quarter court, Stewart's got it. Into the middle for Light, back to Stewart. He'll pass it over the midline, and a streaking player gets it into Shea deep, and he's got to pass it out, and it's stolen again. Shea will knock it away, but Nichols there to grab it in the full court. Right sideline at the wing, into the paint, into the air. Cottingham gets the shot up, partially blocked, but they got a little bit of his arm too, and he'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Second trip already to the line for Cottingham. 7-0 Western lead here. Just 3 minutes to go, first quarter.
Shea's first foul of the game. Team third.
And the free throw from Cottingham is good.
Another coach's son. They usually shoot free throws pretty good as well.
Second free throw also down for Cottingham there.
Beautiful good, rotation.
Good trip to the line, 9-0. Western looking to pitch the shutout here in the first quarter. The pressure's still on. Dribbled over the midline, down low to a streaking Aiden Adams. Now he passes out, Likes down low. Double clutch, can't get it to go in. But he did get a bump on the arm, and that'll get Light to the free throw line, a chance to get that zero off the scoreboard. 2:48 to go here, first quarter. Columbia Central trailing 9-0 at Western. Sam Light on the free throw line. And he'll get that one to go. So Columbia avoids the shutout. Columbia School District, one of our sponsors on the game today and all season long here for high school basketball. Like to look to make it a pair. Toeing the line. Shot is up. In and out. Rebounded by Western. Up the right side is Baum. Patient. Gets it to Cottingham right wing. Now to the top for Griffith. Was all alone. Pumps and drives. Back out to Cottingham in the corner. He'll try to go baseline. Dribbles all the way through and finds Baum alone on the left wing for three. No. Rebound battle, and it's knocked away and finally corralled by Shea. Up the left sideline, Stewart on the drive, knocked away from him. Gets into the hands of Light, and now he has it knocked away. Cottingham will trigger a break here. One-on-one with Shea, stops and pulls up off the glass. Missed it, but I really like that choice to come down against a taller guy. You don't usually see a guy stop few feet away from the basket and take a pull up on the fast break. Normally they'll want to drive that all the way in.
Yeah, that's a great decision by him. He just missed it. Also, use the backboard. I like to see that as well.
Just didn't get it to go. I mean, I guess we praised somebody for missing a shot. Yeah. 2:09 to go here, first quarter. 9-1 our score. Neither team shooting the basketball particularly well. Baum with a knockaway at center court. He gets the break. Gets a bump. Lefty finger roll. A nice finish by Logan Baum in under 2 minutes, and it's an 11-1 advantage for Western. Sticking with the full court pressure. Like at midcourt. Gets it over the 10-second line. And now look at that pressure. And Baum coming in for the steal with a shoulder block. No rest for anybody on the court right now. Ethan Emerson takes the brunt of that contact, and he'll pass it in from the sideline here. 1:47 to go here, first period.
In for Columbia, number two, Ashton Bowers.
Substitution, and Stewart will get his first break of the game. In off the bench, Ashton Ballack, junior guard here for Columbia. Shea's got it real deep. At the top of the key, hands off the Ballack, will dribble up to the left wing, passes. Now going cross court, stolen in a fast break. 3-on-1 for Western, drops it off for French. Good job by the Golden Eagles to hustle back, and they miss the shot, and they come away with no damage. Still 11-1 our score with a minute 20 to go in our first set. Ethan Emerson, now to the top for Ballack. Back to Emerson, left wing. Down to the baseline for Like. He's going to get doubled down there and loses footing for a moment. Might have traveled. High post to Shea. Gets a cutter on the other side. Blocked! Nico Hilliard goes up for the shot. Has it blocked. It goes out of bounds. Last touch, Columbia. And a nice defensive play by Western again. 11-1 with the lead and a minute 2 to go here in our first period. Logan Baum. Working up the right side to the wing. Hands off to Brett Casto. He's going to dribble around to the top of the key. Left wing for French is alone for three. Short. Rebounded by Caleb Shea. And he'll get it to Ballack with 46 seconds. Right wing for Hilliard. Down low to Light by himself. Gets the shot up, and there's a field goal for the Golden Eagles. Nice cut by Light to find some space on the low block. Wasting no time. Western back up the floor. Castle's got it, jab, step, and drive up the right side, and he pins it between the rim and the backboard.
That'll be a jump ball, and that'll be ball to the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. 26.6 seconds left in the first quarter.
Columbia getting a little rhythm here, maybe. 11-3, they can have a 4-0 run here. With 25 seconds, full court pressure still by the Panthers. And knock away by Griffith. French is going to drive, left hand off the glass. 13-3. And more points off of the full court pressure here. Hilliard gets it to Emerson. Back to Hilliard. They got to get it over that line. And they do. Emerson streaking up the right side. Tries to go down to Light. Quick hands on the defense by Western. Another steal before time runs out. Gavin Price with that one. After one. 13-3 Western leads. 1 minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Barner at Western High School. The Panthers lead 13-3, and it felt for a moment like Columbia was going to get out of that first quarter with no points. The defense was that aggressive, and now right wing for Cottingham. Western can add to their lead. Gets to Griffith. Back out to French. Thought about the triple. Instead goes back low block to Griffith and banging down there. You get an offensive foul. Leaning in. What is it about that call that gets the call rather than, you know, going against the defense?
Yeah, I think he just kind of leaned in with his shoulder and gave him a bump. And I think the offensive player created the contact there. So I thought that was a good call.
Right call down low. Columbia Central trailing by 10 with 7:39 to go first half. Balick on the floor gets to Emerson. Deep right wing, now near the midline for Balick, and he'll hit the dribble around Baum, and Baum's going to get whistled for the foul. That's going to be his second. So we'll get a Castle breather that will be shortened. Back onto the hardwood. It's Castle, Cottingham, French, and Griffith on the floor for Western, along with number 20, Devin Bowers, 6 foot. Junior.
And that's going to put Columbia at the line for the rest of this half, 7.5 minutes left. This is a point where they can maybe get back into this game.
Important to knock down these free throws. It always is, but in a game where you're trailing by 10, these free opportunities are important. He misses his shot, though. Rebounded by French, and Western back on the attack with Cottingham up the left side. Stops at the wing, now drives. Nice dribble drive into the paint, and he's got that teardrop. Down to an art form, and he knocks that one down to 15-3. Cottingham leading the way so far for Western. Balick into the corner for Hilliard, trying to go down low to Sam Like. He hasn't knocked away. Elbow shot for Shea. Missed it. Like rebounds again. In the trees. Passes up to Hilliard, and he loses the handle, but holds on. Battles, gets it up, missed. Like another offensive rebound. The putback still no good. And now we get some contact as French looking to take off. Like was right there, and it's going to go against Like, but just in the wrong place as the horse was about to let loose.
Referees are letting them play tonight down low. I think Coach Stewart was looking for a foul there on one of those putbacks.
And Like is the guy, in the pregame I mentioned toughness from Columbia Central, and right now Sam Like is the guy who's exhibiting that a ton, just working really hard on the boards, especially on the offensive end. He's got all three of Columbia's points so far. French dribbling from the top, gets deep, lefty finish off the glass, no good. And there's Like for the rebound, can't reel it in, and it'll fall off his hands and out of bounds, and Western will keep possession. But a nice box out by Like down the low block. 6:36 to go first half. It's a 15-3 Western lead. Deep inbound to Castro near that center circle. He'll dribble to the left side. Hands off to Cottingham. Deep left wing, three-pointer, and he hits the bottom of the net. And that's what I said. You cannot leave Cottingham alone. Even if it looks like he's NBA range, he will pull that shot.
Should have listened to the pregame show.
They didn't have that one on in the locker room, I don't think. Down low to Like on the offense, and he's patient, and a nice score for Sam Like, and he's got all five now for Columbia Central.
And a nice little pump fake to get himself free.
Battling for position down there and winning the battle on that trip. Cottingham at the top, nipped dribbling through the legs. Castle drives into the elbow, gives it to Griffith, cutting around and takes it right to the rack and off the glass. Smooth offensive set there for the Panthers. Stewart right side and out of the high post. Bring it around to Emerson. Open look for three, long. Rebound tapped by Stewart. Off Like's hands, back to Stewart. Then he gives it back to Like. No room on the low block, and he passes out to Adams. And Adams gets to the top. Stewart alone for three. Fires. No, off the heel. High rebound, and the battle rages on the baseline. And Adams trying to reach in, but he was standing out of bounds when he touched it. So it'll be Western ball. Columbia Central trailing big here early, 20-5, but not giving up the fight down there, battling for every single rebound. Cottingham into the corner for Griffith. Pump fakes into the paint. Passes back out to Cottingham in the left corner. He'll go baseline, and he'll jump up and fire. Off the glass, miss, tapped long. And the rebound goes out. And Stewart racing out to try and chase down that rebound, slides and takes the legs out on Kurt Kuhn into the game for Western. And he goes down hard. Back on his feet. Looks like no damage done.
Looked like a chop block.
Yeah. And we'll get a timeout from the bench here. Let's take a 30-second break from the broadcast. 20-5, Western leads with 5:14 to go. First half on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Inbound coming from the sideline. Caleb Griffith gets it in. Keon Hill get it off the cast on the top of the key with his back, spins, jump step into the lane, and they're going to call him for a travel. Lost the handle a little bit and maybe drug the feet.
Again, had to deal with a lot of contact while he's trying to get down the lane there.
20-5, our score coming up on 5 minutes in the first half. Ballack gets to Adams at the top, spins around a defender, looking for a cutter down the baseline. Good thought, but these Western hands are so active, those lanes close off really quick. Cameron Adams, intended receiver on the pass. Aiden Adams in the corner, looking to dribble out of there, gets to the wing. Ballack steps up to the three-point line, fires off left rim, and tapped out of bounds by Western. Columbia will keep it inbound under the glass, coming from Aiden Adams. And now we'll get a whistle. Griffith a little too aggressive down on the low baseline. What do they use to make that call, Paul?
You know, I think they got a warning for reaching over the baseline.
Adams fires out of the corner. A little contact there. Missed the shot, and a rebound pulled in by Kuhn. Dribbles up the floor. Now gets away to Cottingham over the midline. Into the corner. Landon French on the attack. Gets into the paint. Pull up. Fading jumper. Pretty shot. And he knocks it down. Make it 22-5 now, Western. Caleb Shea from the wing. Into the corner. And the shot goes up from Emerson. Missed. Rebounded by the Panthers. And they get a whistle there against Columbia Central. Rebound was Gavin Price. Adams will take the foul. Griffith will go to the bench for a little breather. Western sends in Brandon Bowers. Bowers is a 6'1 senior. Cottingham dribbling around the outside. Gets it to Castro, right wing. Gets a screen from Price. Can't feed him on the roll. Goes cross court to French, who looks to drive. Scoops one out the glass, missed. Bowers rebounds, put back, no good. Caleb Shea grabs that board, gets it out to Ballack, looking up floor. Dribbling up the middle now for Columbia, stopping at the top of the key. And drug his foot just enough to draw the traveling call. And another turnover by the Eagles. 3:48 left here in the half. 22-5 right now, Western with the advantage in the basketball. Cottingham dribbles over the midline, gets to Castro, right wing, gets that screen again from Price. Into the paint for French, tries to drop it off to Price, knocked out of bounds, and they're going to call last touch off Western. Pass knocked away, I thought it was going to go off Columbia, but it must have got a little touch from Western.
Both teams' timing still maybe just off just a little bit.
Ballack going up to the left side for Adams, into the corner. There's a long two, it looked like, foot on the line. No, they call it a three.
Nico Hilliard.
And the foul is going to go against Price. So it's going to be after the shot.
I think the basket's going to count, and we're going to get a 1-1.
Yep.
For Caleb Shea.
So the three-point basket counts. That's 8 points for Columbia. Now, first points that were not scored by Sam Leick here for the Golden Eagles. Shea can add to that total with the free throw. Missed it. Rebounded by Western, and Price got that one. Cottingham slowly up the left side with 3:20 to go in the half. Off the dribble. Dribbles back out. Stops in the corner. Pulls for three. No. Rebounded by Hilliard. Dribbling up the middle. Hilliard bringing it up over the midline. Right wing Emerson. He'll attack from there. Drops it off for Shea, who backed out to the three-point line. Now cutting across is Adams. Leans in to go up for the shot, and he'll get some contact. And that'll be two. Free throws coming for Aiden Adams. And we mentioned that Columbia might be able to get back into this one at the free throw line, but they've struggled a little bit there.
Yeah, 1-for-4 so far from the foul line. They can still get back in it here.
Cut the lead to 12 if they get both of these. Adams hits the first, nothing but net. Under 3 minutes now to go, first half. Second free throw is through as well. Adams with a nice trip to the stripe. 22-10. Lead cut to 12 as Caleb Griffith gets back off the bench. Brandon Bowers with a nice couple minutes. Offensive rebound in the stat sheet for him. Cottingham with the basketball. It's Price, Casto, Griffith, French, and Cottingham. Nice screen and roll and cut by Griffith. Got a little deep, partially blocked, I think, and Shea comes up with a loose ball. Good stop by the Golden Eagles. Balick looking up the floor, quick to Adams. He'll fire for three, short. Couple caroms and a tap to Griffith, who's gonna run it up the left side. Now attacks, past Shea. Gets the blocking foul called. So Griffith will get to go to the line.
Good call by the referee there. Looked like Shea leaned in right at the last second to try to draw the charge.
You're right. Shea set up, and Griffith kind of sidestepped him, so Shea leaned over a little bit to get the contact. And that's where the blocking foul comes from. 2.5 to go in our first half. It's 22-10. Griffith looking to add points from the stripe here. And he hits that first one. Nice smooth stroke. Caleb Shea will get a breather here as Samuel Light comes off the bench for Columbia Central.
That was Shea's second foul, so I think Coach Stewart's going to get him out, try to at least protect him for a little bit.
Griffith misses the second one, but an offensive rebound by Landon French. Stolen away by Ballack. Nice defensive play by the junior. Gets it up the floor to Adams. Aiden's got it working against Cottingham into the corner for Hilliard. And a little battle on the low block, and we get a whistle against Price. That's fighting for a position down there. That is the double bonus now for Columbia Central. So two free throws the rest of the half for the Golden Eagles.
Referees maybe trying to clean it up just a little bit. We've had an awfully physical first half, and maybe they're trying to get control of it a little bit.
Light at the stripe. He missed it. Yeah, these missed free throws could come back to haunt Columbia Central. Another free throw attempt, and that one's through. 23-11. Western still with a 12-point advantage, 2:16 in the half. Cottingham coming up the left sideline. Dribbles up the baseline. It's hedged there, knocked away by Emerson. Nice steal up the floor to Light. And he loses his footing and go to the ground and gets whistled for the travel. Looks like he got away with one on the catch, too.
Yep.
It's a little out of control. Emerson with a really nice knockaway and came away with a loose ball. The break just a little out of control, and they'll turn it back over. Western's got it with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Cottingham coming up the left side, trying to set up here at the left wing. Now he'll dribble across to the top, going cross court to Griffith. Pump fakes the triple, now into the baseline to a double team. Out to the top for Cottingham. He'll pull for three. No. Rebound battle. Like had it for a moment, knocked into Hilliard's hands. And it looks like the Western Panthers will commit a foul on that one. It's being aggressive, and it's Devin Bowers who will come down and make the contact.
Devin Bowers is first.
And again, a chance for Columbia to get a little closer here.
Western does a really good job of having two kids with the same last name who kind of look alike. Last year we had the Dustin brothers who were twins, and now we've got Brandon and Devin Bowers. Make it tough on me to call the jerseys out. As Hilliard misses the first free throw, He'll take a second chance here. And that one's through. 23-12. Cut the lead to 11. With a minute 40 to go in the half. Cottingham cross court to French. Still outside the arc. Now right wing for Bowers. Gives to Castle at the top of the key. Castle dribbles to the right wing. Back cut by Cottingham into a double team. French all alone for three, and he missed it. Bowers battles for the rebound. It's ripped away by Emerson. Dribbling up the right side. Stops at the wing. Out to Balick at the top. Crossover against Bowers. Looking into the corner. Nothing there. Picks up the dribble. Like high post. Goes to the attack. Scoops one up. Little out of control. Got some contact. Wanted a whistle. Doesn't get it. On the fast break the other way. Western goes ahead to French. He'll pull it out wisely. Cottingham dribbles against the defender on the baseline. Floats off the glass. A lot of contact. It's two. Golden Eagles go to the ground. No whistle. Cottingham scores in. It's 25-12. Panthers lead.
Might have got away with a charge there on that end.
There was so much contact, it seemed like it would have had to have been a call one way or another. We got a faulty scoreboard over here for a moment, but they got it fixed. 25-12 our score. Columbia with the basketball on the baseline here. Just 38.5 seconds to go in the half. Inbound to Balick into the corner for Adams. Back out to Balick. 34 seconds. Right wing for Emerson. He attacks into three defenders and loses the basketball. French on the drive has it knocked away. Emerson chasing back down the play. Saved, just saved to Brett Casto. Up to Cottingham. Driven around the defender. Now 15 seconds, and he'll hold it out for one last shot and a half for Western.
Look for a ball screen here, Steve.
Trey Cottingham gets one from Griffith. Into the paint, drives, floats. Got it to go. Rattled around and finally went through. And with no time on the clock, the halftime score will be 27-12. Western Panthers. It was the pressure early, Paul, but they didn't press as much later in that half. But it still felt like Columbia Central was just running a speed or two too fast.
Yeah, they were trying to make passes that weren't quite there. A lot of tip balls. Unofficially, I have them for 13 turnovers in the first half. And we all know that if you double that, you're never going to be able to win a game by, you know, turning the ball over 20-plus times, especially against a good Western team.
Yeah, I think there are things that they can – there are adjustments to be made here at the half for Columbia that can get them back into this game. Part of it was at the free throw line. They must have been – they were 50% or worse, maybe by one or two, but they started splitting pairs when they went to the line, and they need to start seeing more of those be the two free throw makes instead of one if they want to jump back in here. They had the opportunity and just kind of let it slip by. Meanwhile, Western didn't shoot the ball exceptionally. Trey Cottingham had a nice individual effort to lead the way scoring-wise, but really, if they shoot the basketball better, this lead could be even a little more out of reach for Columbia.
Yeah, they were able to get pretty much any shot they really wanted in the first half. Real impressed with their ability to drive the basketball to the hoop. Trey Cottingham, he looks real strong going to his left especially. I don't know if you noticed that, and getting to the lane either setting somebody else up for a shot or being able to score himself.
Yeah, I mentioned in the pregame how I know Cottingham as a shooter. Really impressed me with what he did off the dribble today, especially getting into the lane and getting himself trips to the free throw line where he is a good free throw shooter. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the numbers from the first half and set things up for the second half of action. 27-12 our score. Western leads at home on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner at the half here at Western High School, 27-12, the Panthers lead in what looked a lot like a couple teams who were playing their first game of the season. Not a lot of great shooting, turnovers, just kind of a little out of control. Everything seemed like it was a little fast, and I think the team that's able to slow things down a little bit and get into their rhythm sooner is going to be the one that's going to be able to win this one. Let's look at the numbers. You had kind of the leading scores broken down for us. Who's getting it done for Western?
Well, for Western, Trey Cottingham led the team with 14 points in the first half. made two, made three-point basket and three twos and was 3 for 4 from the foul line. So, and he has the ball in his hands most of the time. He's pretty much going to probably be their top scorer and a facilitator as well. And Landon French chipped in with 6 points.
Yeah, I really like French and Griffith as running mates for Cottingham because they've got some length, but they run the floor like a couple of guards, and they seem to be in there on every play, getting hands on the defensive end, especially paying those passing lanes, doing kind of the things Nate Burke used to do in the defense here.
Yeah, and those guys are super athletic, and they do a real good job of driving to the basket, getting to the paint and either creating for themselves or for another teammate. And yeah, they're hard to guard. There's no doubt about that.
Meanwhile, you mentioned Columbia Central kind of out-rebounded Western, but it was less about maybe rebounding effort and more about Columbia Central just did not get a lot of shots up on their offensive end of the floor.
Yeah, really, the 6 minutes of the first quarter, I think Columbia had maybe 2 shot attempts because of turnovers. And once they started to take care of the ball a little bit better and, you know, settle in and become a little more sure with the ball, they started to get some shots. Now they missed a lot of shots, but they were also starting to get some offensive rebounds and some second chance points. And getting to the foul line too is going to be key for them.
And Shea led the way for the Golden Eagles there with about 6 boards unofficially. And Lyke had a couple of offensive rebounds, and he led them in scoring. You had him for 6 points. And really, early in the half, he was the only guy with any offensive punch for Columbia. They did get a couple shots to go down from some other guys and little success at the free throw line later in the half. Who do you think you're looking to for Columbia, that the adjustment that they need to make in the second half?
Well, I do believe that Caleb Shea is going to have to score for this team, either at the inside on the low block, maybe even at the foul line. Looks like he's got a pretty nice jump shot from 15 feet out. And especially against that press, he was getting the ball at about the foul line, where maybe he could drive and get to the basket, or but a lot of times he was looking to make that pass. Mm-hmm. And those passing lanes closed down in a hurry, and the balls got tipped and either went out of bounds or got stolen. So I think he's going to need to score a little bit for him. And the other guy I thought was Ethan Emerson. He looks real strong out there. What a great athlete. Plays super hard. And I think those guys settle down a little bit. They'll get their shooting touch going. I think they'll be fine.
Let's take another 1 minute break here on the half, and we'll come back for second half action. Again, 27-12, our score. Western leads Columbia Central at home on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner at the half here at Western High School. The Panthers have a 27-12 lead over the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Thanks to some of our sponsors on the game tonight, the Craft Agency, OmniSource, Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management, Alro Steel, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, also one of our sponsors tonight. It's the final moments to tick away on that halftime clock, and we'll get ready for second half action. Columbia Central sending out Emerson, Aiden Adams. We've got Ethan Stewart on the floor, Caleb Shea, and Sam Light. Western counters with Brett Casto, Landon French, Caleb Griffith, Nichols, and Cottingham, the starting lineup on the floor for the Panthers. Columbia with the ball. Like, had a great look at the basket, feeds it out for a triple instead. Both were good looks, but like, all he had to do was float it up there. He had the lane kind of parted for him. Instead, though, gonna miss.
I think he was surprised he was so wide open there and decided to kick it out.
Columbia comes with nothing on that trip.
Ethan Emerson picked up his second foul.
Cottingham into the elbow. Just waited a moment for the defense to kind of leave him alone, and he floats one off the glass. Make it 16 now for Cottingham, and 29-12 the scores. They set up that half-court pressure. Gets it up to Shea, who drops it off for Ethan Stewart into the lane. Now back out to Shea. He'll hustle back out and grab it at the top of the key. Drives into the lane. There's a floater from Stewart off the heel, but he gets his own rebound off of French's foot, and now battle and a scrum as Castro dives in. I think we're going to get the jump ball, possession arrow to the Panthers.
That was Trey Cottingham who made the first dive on the floor, and that coaches love that, you know, when their players are diving on the floor for loose balls.
No shortage of that so far tonight. Cottingham receives the inbound pass in midcourt, dribbles up the left side. Working against Emerson. Gets a screen, stops and pops for three off the glass. I don't know if he called the bank on that one, but it goes in nonetheless. And the Panthers set up the pressure, and five quick points for Cottingham in the second half to lead the Panthers. Adams on the cut, gets down to the elbow, passes back out. That would have been a good jump shot there. Instead, knocked away and stolen by Western. Griffith dribbling up the middle of the floor. Ethan Stewart pressuring him all the way, and he'll get whistled for a reach. Stewart's third foul here with 6:38 to go in the third quarter, and he'll go to the bench, get Ballack back up off the pine and into the game. Right wing for French off the dribble, steps back, pulls up from the elbow, missed. Rebounded by Caleb Shea, who gets it to Ballack, goes up the right sideline to Adams. Adams off the dribble, passes out. Good look there for Emerson. That one comes off a little long. Rebound chased down by Cottingham, and he'll trigger the break up the left side. Moves into the middle of the floor. Into the corner for Castro, who passes back out to Nichols, who drives. Good look for Griffith on the baseline. Missed everything. Nichols is there for the rebound, but he can't corral it. Goes out of bounds. Going to be Columbia Central basketball. A lot of drive and addition there by Western, and a good look for Caleb Griffith on the baseline, but he's just a little strong. And it really does feel like nobody quite knows what they're doing when they're shooting right now. Doesn't know what's going to happen. Just waiting to get that rhythm going. And you can practice as much as you want, but that game situation just feels a little different.
Definitely changes.
Light gets it down into the paint. He'll have to step back out as he passes out. There's a drive and a floater by Adams. Missed it and rebounded by French. 32-12. The lead is stretched out to 20 here by Western. Make it 23 if Castro hits for three. Out of the corner, wide open look, and he knocks it down. 35-12 now, Western. And Ballack will get whistled for the travel as he went to throw it, and a defender was there. He continued the motion and lifted up that back foot, and that is a traveling violation.
Coach Stewart was trying to get a timeout before that. I'm not sure if they gave it to him before the travel violation or not.
I guess we'll see. 5:27 to go here, 35-12 with the timeout on the sideline. Again, we've got a couple more games this week. We'll be at Michigan Center tomorrow night, taking on Concord. Cardinals and Yellow Jackets. One of those early season games that we look forward to every year. And then we'll be back here at Western on Friday night, and I got to imagine the gym will be rocking then. The student sections tend to go all out when it's Northwest and Western matched up.
That's a big early season matchup here, the first week of the season.
In the Interstate 8, yeah. And look forward to seeing the Panthers and the Mounties early on.
Well, coaches always say, Steve, that the first 3 minutes of the second half are key, and Western's gone out on an 8-0 run to start the second half in 2.5 minutes.
And again, it just hasn't felt like Columbia Central's even really had an actual good scoring opportunity. They got a couple of decent looks, but the shot's just not falling down.
And here comes the pressure.
Ballack gets it broken pretty well. Adams now trapped at the wing. Difficult pass to Shea, but he does grab it, and Adams will fire for three off the heel. Good box out by Nichols. He does lose the basketball on the dribble drive, and now Adams will take the bump, and that'll go against Nichols. Nice skill there by Nichols to box out on that deep shooter. Not a lot of kids want to box out that guy who's far away and that long rebound comes. So really nice by Nichols. Just got caught up trying to get the run out going. Baseline Adams into the wing. Coming around the top to Shea, left wing now for Adams. Puts it on the deck, dribbling against Nichols. No room to drive, goes out to Ballack. Emerson's got it. Now he swings back to the corner for Adams for three, and that one's short. Cottingham chases down the rebound, triggers the break, going up to the corner for Castro, way up the floor. Had Griffith on the cut. Knocked out of bounds. Cottingham will earn himself a break as Logan Baum gets back into the tilt with two fouls. French on the baseline finds Baum on the inbound. Deep right wing gets a screen from Griffith. Griffith rolls, couldn't get it to him. Hands up to Cottingham, so he did stay in the game. Who went out? There's a three by French. And Shea will snag that rebound.
That was Zach Nichols that went to the bench.
Cottingham stayed in the game and got that steal there. And a bunny bucket, 37-12 now. The pressure continues from Western. Up the floor quickly, Shea up the middle, and again, a time where the big guy running the floor should be looking to, he probably could have gone up and dunked that, but instead he's looking to make an extra pass and turns into a, they just missed an opportunity to score.
Yep, should have shot that ball.
They drop it into him there, and he takes that one up against a much smaller Casto. He's got about 8 inches of height on Casto, and he gets the bucket to go and draws the whistle.
Got him on the switch on the baseline, and he sealed nicely and got the ball from the inbounder and went up strong and drew the foul.
Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play here for Caleb Shea at the free throw line. And rattles in and comes back out, rebounded by Griffith. Left sideline, Baum bringing it up the floor. On the penetration, gets a little deep, and he'll drag his pivot foot and whistle for the travel. Team's up by 23, and Mullnick's coaching like it's the finals here. Steal by French, and restolen by Adams, now recovered by Price. Cottingham's got it right wing. Swings it to French, drops it down to Griffith, and he can't handle the pass. Out of bounds.
Yeah, Coach Mullnick won't like the execution there.
Bowers up off the bench. Pressure for Western, gets it broken. And again, trying to make that quick pass after they break the press. They're trying to keep the foot on the gas, and here's Caleb Shea coming over to Emerson and saying, hey, we don't need to go that aggressively once we break that pressure.
If the opportunity is there to get a layup, you want to take it. But if not, you can't play right into their hands and make a wild pass like that.
Likes got it. Left wing just a step inside the three-point line. Gets it to Shea, who starts working back to the basket. Passes it out, but wants to get it back down there. No, bad spacing right there for Columbia, and they'll give it a chance to space back out. Emerson trying to get it down to that mismatch with Shea on the low block. Can't get it to him. Adams takes a shot from the elbow. Misses, and it's rebounded by Western again. Adams just cannot get anything to go down right now. And he's had some good looks, just they're just not falling.
Yeah, that was a good look there.
Baum has a shot blocked by Shea at the elbow. Gets his shot back. Now passes it into Bowers. Bowers goes up with the layup and gets the foul. And that is Brandon Bowers with the score. One wears glasses, the other doesn't. I think you're going to see Western about five or six times over all this season, so I'm going to be familiar with these Bowers guys.
Also in number 22, Ethan Stewart.
A trio of substitutions here for Columbia. Ballack, Stewart, Hilliard on the floor along with... We've got Cameron Adams and Aiden Adams. Missed free throw. Rebound goes out to Baum. Pops for three. Lefty stroke is good. And it's 42-14. Adams facing pressure. Gets cut off, and Troy Stewart goes to the deck.
He pops right up, though. He's looking for a charge call.
That's the second time that I've been at a Western game and the visiting bench has somebody go to the ground. There's no lack of effort here by Western. They finish every single play. A nice cut and finish out the high glass for Cottingham. 44-14 now. It's a 30-point advantage for Western. Cameron Adams gets it out to Ballack. He'll fire for three. That one goes down. There's the end to the scoring drought for the Golden Eagles.
Needed that one.
Baum drives into the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Hands off to Bowers. Baum's got it back out deep. Dribbles in. Passes to Bowers. Dribbling across the middle into the lane. He'll scoop. Off the glass. No good. Price rebound. Put back is good. Second chance bucket for the Panthers. 46-17 the score with a minute 50 to go in the third period. Into the corner for Hilliard. He dribbles baseline, gets stuck there, goes into Stewart in the lane. Nice pass by Stewart to Adams. Cameron Adams with the double clutch. Bit of a circus shot there, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound attempt and he'll get drop out.
Just needed to go up strong there, Cameron Adams. If you take it strong to the basket, you probably get at least a foul and two foul shots, maybe even a three-point play, instead of trying to dipsy-doo.
Yeah, we'll double clutch. Stewart will inbound from the baseline here. Into Ballack, steps in, pump fakes. Nice spin move by Stewart. That was a circus reverse layup. Missed it, but gets his own rebound sitting on the ground. Tries to pass it out, and Bowers comes in to get into that play, and that is not Brandon, that is Devin Bowers.
Devin.
On the tie-up. Columbia will keep the basketball. Ballack will inbound from the baseline this time, and has it tapped and hits the back of the backboard. Columbia will keep it on the baseline.
Had Adams open on the old pick for the picker play, however needed to just fake a pass to make a pass there.
Stewart will pass it in this time. He fakes it, gets it into Adams. Deep left wing, goes back to Stewart. Jab step into the lane, drops it off for Hilliard. Threaded the needle on that pass, and a nice finish by Hilliard. And now Stewart comes across with the steal. And he'll call a timeout on the floor. So nice play by Ethan Stewart. A couple nice plays back-to-back for the coach's son. And with a minute 15 to go, we got a timeout from the Columbia bench. We'll take 30 seconds and come back with more on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner at Western High School. Minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. It's a 46-19 Panther advantage. And on the inbound from the sideline, Stewart passes it off the defender. Columbia will keep possession. And that one's kicked by the defender.
Western challenges every pass. Every pass is difficult for Columbia to make right now.
There's an inbound to Adams, and the cut by Stewart gets into the lane. Nifty layup and a pretty shot by Ethan Stewart. Now he's chasing down the defense. Good hands by Adams, knocks it away, but it goes right into Nichols' hands. Skip pass to the wing, opposite side. He drives in, passes back out to Casto. Casto goes back out. Deep triple try. Missed off the right rim. Rebounded by Devin Bowers. Three-point attempt there was from Kurt Kuhn. Casto driving all the way from the top of the key. Splits the lane and lays it up. It's a nice cut by Casto. 48-21 the score. Into the corner for Adams. Devin will drive baseline. Gets deep and goes straight up. Nice finish. Columbia offense starting to feel a little bit of rhythm. Stewart pressuring Casto up the floor. Bowers into the corner for Kuhn for three. Off the side, backboard. Rebounded by Bowers. Goes down to the floor. And I think we're going to get a tie up here. Jump ball, but I don't know, it seems like Bowers maybe traveled. Rolling on the floor there. Nevertheless, Western will keep possession. 48-23 the score. 13.4 to go in the third. Trapped in the corner is Bowers. And he'll throw it off of a player on the sideline, and that'll be out of bounds. It'll stay Western ball.
7.4 left in the quarter here. Western ball in front of their own bench.
Kuhn into Casto, gets a screen from Griffith, doesn't use it, goes to the right side. Nichols will drive. Throws one up off the backboard and in, but they're going to wave it off and say the foul happened on the ground. I don't know. I thought Nichols kind of caused the contact on that one. I wouldn't have been mad if it was an offensive foul.
I thought maybe that was going to be an offensive foul.
So the shot doesn't count, even though the wild one-handed swing from the side did go off the backboard and in. So 2 seconds left. We're going to get a 30-second timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with the final 2.0 here in the third quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Up brings a three, and that comes up short. And the buzzer sounds. That is the end of the third quarter. So with 8 minutes to play, it's a 48-23 Western Panther lead at home. 1 minute break, and we're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Columbia Central with the basketball here in the fourth quarter. Steve Boyle, Paul Varner. Final 8 minutes of this one. Aiden Adams, Ethan Stewart, Caleb Shea, Sam Like, and Ethan Emerson on the floor right now for Columbia. And we'll get a tie up.
Columbia ball.
French nearly had the steal, but they'll call a held ball. And Western will get possession. Turnover either way.
They forgot to change the arrow at the score table, but it was only 11 seconds ago.
Logan Baum with the basketball. Into the wing for Cottingham. Cross court, skip past the French, into the corner for Nichols. And he'll drive. Goes into the air in the baseline. A little hop step on that.
Might have got away with
off,
a little travel.
Drives it in, gets into the air, and draws some contact. Nichols will go to the line for a pair. Zach Nichols hasn't lit up the score sheet, but he's been out there giving effort the whole time. Just the great cardio of these kids at Western who've been running nonstop this entire game and just don't seem to have felt the ill effects. They seem to be running at full strength still. Nice trip to the stripe for Nichols. 50-23. Stretch the lead out to 17. Adams looking to drive. Passes back out to Emerson. Now right side. Looking down in the paint is Adams. Gets back out to Emerson. At the top of the key. He'll drive from there. Cottingham steps in and knocks it away. Looking up the floor to Baum, who grabs the pass. Crossover into the lane. Double clutch. Finger roll no good. Rebound tapped away, and Adams comes in to get it. Looking up the floor, and Cottingham knocks away the pass. Nichols double teamed, and he'll get knocked to the floor. Emerson got his arm tied up in there, and he's writhing in pain a little bit. Holding on to his wrist. He needs a substitution. He'll go to the bench. That doesn't look good. Emerson holding his right wrist. Maybe a little further up, elbow, forearm area.
Appears to be in quite a bit of pain, though. Gavin Price into the game for the Panthers, who's had a strong game tonight.
French to inbound. Cottingham comes to get it. Stewart tries to give chase. Three-point attempt by Cottingham, and he knocks it down. Trey Cottingham continues to pour it on offensively now. 30-point lead, 53-23. Pass it down to Like, lobbed it, and two defenders in the way. Now on the outlet pass there for Nichols, knocked away, but he gets it back. Like steps in for the steal. Down the floor, Baum chases. Like misses it, but he's still the only guy there. Gets his rebound and misses it again. And Cottingham will rip it away. Two great looks for Like, and he couldn't get it to go.
Kind of sums up Columbia's night right there.
Cottingham for three from the wing. Missed that one. Rebounded by Price. Kicks out. Cottingham will drive. I think I had Nichols on that first three-point attempt. Cottingham on the second shot attempt. Adams drives. Tosses up off the glass and left it short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Western ball. 6:06 to go in the game. Western with a comfortable lead here. 53-23. Yeah, and a big scoring night here for Trey Cottingham. I don't expect we'll see him again tonight as he goes to the bench. Castle for three. No good. Long rebound corralled by Ethan Stewart. Working it up the floor to Lyke. Hands off to Adams. Outside the arc. He'll pull for three. No good. Air ball rebounded by Brandon Bowers. Gets it to Baum. Up the floor to French. Puts it on the deck. Finger rolls in the lane. Too strong. Price chases down another offensive rebound. And now he'll drive baseline. Goes up. Nice move to step in and go out strong. And a nice soft touch at the rim. Price with the score 55-23.
Unofficially, Gavin Price has 8 rebounds to go along with his 4 points.
Adams with the ball from Columbia. Left wing, hands off to Stewart. He'll dribble against Baum. Double team. Casto has it knocked away for a moment. Stewart recovers. Left wing for Adams. Goes down low to Caleb Shea. Back to the basket. Lefty jump hook. Pretty shot off the glass. Caleb Shea.
For two.
If only he'd been looking for that shot all along.
That's what I thought we'd see more of tonight.
Into the corner for French. Finds Price on the cut. He'll work back to the basket. Double teamed and knocked away. And Price never stops fighting, and he almost gets it back. He'll knock it out of bounds. It's a State Columbia basketball.
Coach Mullenix applauds that effort by Gavin Price.
Columbia Central calls a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast. 4:46 to go. 55-25. Western leads at WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner in the fourth quarter here at Western. It's a 55-25 Panther lead. We've got a couple more games for you this week on WKHM. Tomorrow night we'll head out to my old stomping grounds in Michigan Center High School as the Cardinal Coastie Concord Yellow Jackets, and then Friday night we're back here at Western as the Panthers host conference rival and all-around area rival Northwest. So a couple good games still to go this week before the Christmas break. High school basketball, WKHM. There's a steal by Bowers. Brandon running up the floor against Ethan Stewart, and he'll run into defense, pull it back out wisely. Swings it to Devin Bowers. Now Baum alone, left wing for three. Too long. Rebound battled and knocked away. Bowers gets another one out to Baum, who's then going to dribble drive. Hands off to Kuhn. Cross court to Devin Bowers, who drives into the paint. Loses it for a moment. Recovers the loose ball. Shot by Brandon Bowers. Rebounded by Hilliard. Stewart now up the floor to Aiden Adams. Drops it off for Stewart. It looks to go baseline. Now behind the back dribble. And get a...
looks like we got a Western foul.
It's going to go against Logan Baum. No.
Western foul number 31.
It'll be Kurt Kuhn.
Kurt Kuhn.
Kurt Kuhn. Malik on the floor here for Columbia to inbound from the baseline. Looking for somebody on the low block. Drops it into Lyke. He goes to work. Gets into the lane. Scoops. No. Rebounded Price, and he'll get it out to Baum. Looking to run the floor, goes down to Devin Bowers. Chased down by Shea and saved to Hilliard. Nice steal by Columbia. 55-25 with 3:48 to go in the fourth. Ethan Stewart working against Bowers. Back to the basket. He'll have to dish back out. Baum comes in and steals it, and Stewart will grab him. Never an easy play for Columbia. This Western defense continues to swarm even as they get into their bench squad here.
Yeah, swarm is a good word. The hands are just always active. And like I said earlier, every pass is contested.
What kind of effort does it take as a coach to get your team to buy into that and to stay relentless like that? It's got to be just a constantly re-hammered right back into them to do that.
Well, those are things that I'm sure they work on every single day in practice. And these kids have learned that if they don't do it, they're not going to play.
Yeah, and as much as these games are probably hectic on the floor, I bet those Western practices are just an endurance trial of constantly just effort, effort, effort. And everybody wants to play, and you know that that's going to be the thing that will get you on the floor. So you know they're just working so hard in practice. Price coming through with a steal. It's loose anyway. And Devin Bowers will get it. Hands it off to Kuhn. Pulls up from the elbow. Short. Gets his own rebound. Dribbles it out of the paint. Back out to the three-point line. Pump fakes. And now he'll lose it. And it's taken there by Ballack. And stolen back by Devin Bowers. Gets it to Kuhn, drops it off for Price, who takes it to the basket, scores it, and draws the contact. And I'll tell you what, Gavin Price has been a really nice player off the bench for Western.
He's really had a strong game, very athletic, and is, again, one of those kids that just has a motor that just does not stop. And he's got a nice touch around the basket as well.
Yeah, I think that's noteworthy, the soft hands on those when he gets up in the air like that with contact to finish off the glass. 58-25 now with still 3:04 remaining. Price will shoot the free throw and hits. And he'll go to the bench now as Caleb Griffith comes back onto the floor. Columbia going with Ballack, Hilliard, Shea, Adams, and also on the floor now for Columbia. And his first action is Cole Strasser. Stolen by Griffith, and they drop it up ahead to him as he races up the floor. Lefty finish, too strong. Rebounded by Bowers. Devin goes to the deck with some contact. And that'll be the ninth team foul here against Columbia. And he's shooting some free throws here.
There were three Western Panthers all fighting each other for that offensive rebound on that particular play.
Bowers at the line with a lefty free throw. Gets that one to rattle down.
And he'll get the bonus.
2 minutes, 45 seconds with a 60-25 score. Second free throw is off the heel. Long rebound, tapped, and battle there by Adams and Nichols, and they both go to the deck. And that'll be Columbia basketball. Jump ball arrow facing their direction. Ballack bringing it up the floor for Columbia. The pressure's off here. He can get over the midline. High post for Hilliard, nearly stolen. He turns around and fires one down to Strasser. Cross court to Adams, and he'll dribble back out. Three-pointer for Hilliard is long. Rebounded by Strasser, but ripped away from him. And Kuhn into a double team, still dribbling. Has to pass it up the court, and there's Bowers by himself. Brandon down to Griffith on the baseline. He'll drive into the air. Nothing to do with it. Has it knocked away, and they will whistle a foul down there.
Looks like the block attempt was clean, but I think they got him on the body down below.
Body contact will get you to the line every time. That's the double bonus now for Western with 2:12 to play. Free throw is good. Caleb Griffith. Nice shot from the free throw line. It's Griffith, Brandon, and Devin Bowers. Kurt Kuhn, and that is also Zach Nichols on the floor right now for Western as Griffiths rattles the second free throw down. 62-25 with 2:11 to play. Ballack up the floor for the Golden Eagles. Picked up the dribble, nowhere to go. Stolen by Bowers up the floor. There is Nichols ahead of everybody, and he'll reverse layup. Missed it. Bowers there with the rebound. And that is Devin Bowers with the putback. 64-25. 30-second timeout on the floor. Let's take a 30-second break from the broadcast on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Team Boyle, Paul Varner with a minute 53 to go in the fourth quarter here. Western leads Columbia Central 64-25, our opening game of our high school basketball coverage this season. The contingent of Michigan Center coaches in the stands earlier tonight. They've departed, but Coach Travis Gaddy here in the stands. He and Troy Stewart, both Michigan Center grads, and both played under Jim Anderson, who I also saw in the building earlier tonight.
Legendary coach.
Oh, yeah. He was my coach in high school. And we got some action here from Columbia with the basketball. Still facing pressure all over that backcourt. Ballack has no dribble. He does eventually get it away. And that one's stolen. Adam Wildling on the drive, but Western gets it from him. Bomb out near the mid-circle. goes into the corner for Kuhn. Dribbles to the top. Brandon Bowers goes to bomb. Now on a cut, Griffith is down low. And a nice finish by Caleb Griffith on the low block. Turns and puts it off the glass with a soft touch, and it's 66-25. Also in the game here for Columbia, I'm going to mess up your name, guy, but it's Kai Dan Nguyen on the floor.
Foreign exchange student for Columbia.
There's a three-pointer from Ballack, was halfway down and rattled back out, and that's just been the story of the night for Columbia. Just have not shot the basketball well. And commit a foul. Take the slow walk to the other end of the floor for Columbia to shoot, or excuse me, for Western to shoot free throws. Under a minute now, 50.8 seconds, 66-25, and Kurt Kuhn goes to the free throw line. Squats, rises, and shoots. Good to go. Free throw is good.
Eight for 11 from the foul line in the fourth quarter are the Panthers.
Second free throw attempt is good for Kuhn again. 68-25 now the score. Ballack coming up the floor for Columbia Central up the middle. Passed off and driving is Adams. Off the glass and missed. A little too strong for, that was Cameron Adams. Bomb down the middle, into the air, lefty finish, no good off the heel. Cameron Adams will rebound. Hands off to Ballack, who's running up the sideline. Bomb chased him down, knocked away. Back to the Western side for Bowers. Devin loses it. Dives down to keep it. Three Golden Eagles around him, and let's see if we get a foul.
Looks like we got a foul.
And more free throws coming for the Panthers.
Four.
16.4 remains on the game clock. 68-25. Western looking to add to that score.
Adam Wilding on that last foul.
Lefty free throw for Devin Bowers is no good. Bowers again. Missed them both. Rebounded Strasser. Gets it up to Nguyen. Back to Strasser. 8 seconds. And there they go to Cameron Adams. He'll look to drive from the free throw line. Got it. Last second. I was about to quote the final score, and he made me change it. 68-27 is the finish there, and Western gets the job done here, and they do it with pressure, and led by Trey Cottingham, the Panthers start their season off with a W at home against the good Columbia Central squad, who just didn't make enough shots and just turned it over too much. Let's take 3 minutes here on the postgame. We'll come back, we'll go over the numbers, we'll tell you who the player of the game is, and we'll set things up for our next broadcast. Again, our final here at Western High School, 68-27, the Panthers over the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on WKHM.